Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's just been a lack of excitement around any particular candidate. And, Gingrich is getting a second look. He really struggled out of the gate. He, said some controversial things about Paul Ryan. His staff basically quit on him because they figured he wasn't taking the race seriously. But, he's been doing really well in these debates. He comes off as very sort of the smartest guy in the room. He makes a lot of historical references, and that seems to be resonating. So he's sort of been slowly clawing his way back.
That's CBS News' Brian Montobelli in a Talk Radio interview commenting on Newt Gingrich's sudden rise in popularity. As another poll comes out showing him tied now at Mitt Romney. Let's get started with this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen overviewing as much as we have time to look into two or three important things. Let's see, maybe even four things. Let's get at it. Starting with Gretchen Carlson talking to Newt Gingrich himself about his new spot on the top of the polls.
National primary poll of likely GOP voters. You're on top. 28%, Herb McCain, 25%. Mitt Romney has dropped to 18%. And then let's go to Iowa, because that's where the first caucus is going to be held. And it's a statistical tie between how they view the top four, McCain, Paul, Romney, and yourself. Now, undoubtedly, Mr. Gingrich, you have gone up in the polls, do you believe, because of Herman Cain and some of the troubles that he has faced as being the other conservative or one of the other conservatives in this race?
Well, I think you've had a series of people, started with Tim Pawlenty and then Michelle Bachmann and then Rick Perry, then Herman Cain. I mean, there have been a series of people who sort of auditioned for being the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney's been very stable and very steady. Now we're in a situation where, to some extent, people are looking at Newt Gingrich and having to decide, do they like the solutions I'm offering? Do they like my own track record as a speaker with welfare reform, balanced budget, first tax cuts in 16 years, bringing unemployment down to 4.2%? Is that a record they like to see repeated in Washington?
Right.
And I think to some extent, that's given me a real advantage over my friends who are also running.
I think one of the things the American people like about you too, sir, if I can go out on a limb, is that they don't necessarily like a career politician, but maybe what they like about you as a career politician is that you tell it like it is. And that seems to be what they like about people who aren't politicians. Your comments.
Well, I may have the best of both worlds, because while I served in Congress and was Speaker of the House, I did take the last 12 years off to run for small businesses, write books, and make speeches. And so they can look at that and say, he understands the private sector. I specialized in healthcare and national security. Those are both huge issues for the country. And I think that allows me to combine experience with an outsider's viewpoint that allows me to approach things like Washington, probably very, very different from most traditional politicians, but at the same time with a lot more knowledge than somebody who's never served in Washington.
Right. One of the things that happens, though, to people when they rise in the polls is that you become, it's almost like a target comes on your back, and it's already starting for you. So apparently there have been these flyers that are going under hotel room doors in Iowa talking about your failed marriages. How are you going to tackle now these attacks? Are you just going to do one big interview and say, here's all what I'm going to say about it? Or what are you going to do?
Well, look, I've done this very consistently now for 6 or 7 months. I'm very open. First of all, it's a matter of public record. I'm very open about the fact that I've had moments in my life that I regret. I've indicated that I've had to go to God and ask for forgiveness and to seek reconciliation. As you know, because we've both been on your show, I have a very close marriage with Calista. We do many, many things together. I'm very close to my two daughters, Kathy and Jackie, and we're very close. I'm very close to my two grandchildren, Maggie and Robert, to my two son-in-laws, Paul and Jimmy. And anybody who looks at me as a 68-year-old grandfather and says to themselves, all right, has he grown wiser? Has he learned from his experiences? Is he somebody I would trust to lead the American people? They've got to render their own judgment about that. All this stuff will come up, and that's part of the process. But I think people will also look at the totality of my life, and then they've got to make a decision themselves. I'm very comfortable relying on the American people to have a sense of decency and to have a sense of understanding of human beings.
Up next, more on Gingrich and the presidential race.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck. Backwards!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
Yeah, they didn't pitch the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Newt Gingrich, the presidential race in our sights at the moment. Here's host Richard Day with CNN's John King about why he, King, thinks Gingrich is moving to the top of the polls.
I think a lot of people can understand Kane's decline. Can you explain Newt Gingrich's ascendance?
I think I can explain it. And, the people start voting in 7 weeks. Iowa votes in 7 weeks, and that will change everything in this race. Then the voters take over. Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and beyond. But the debates, there have been so many of them, and they've had, if you compare it to past cycles, a much greater impact on the field. And Newt's done a great job in the debates. And you have this anybody but Romney constituency in the Republican Party, and we've seen it bounce around from the mythical candidacy of Trump to Bachman, then to Perry, now to Kane. Kane is fading. He's down 11 points in just a month in our poll. And Gingrich is tied with Romney nationally. There's a new Bloomberg poll out in Iowa this morning that shows a four-way race out there with Newt right there. I have a huge question about whether a Republican Party looking for a new leadership, next-generation leadership, is going to go back to the future. And as we all know, Newt has a significant amount of baggage. However, he has performed incredibly well since losing his staff back in June. He's really come back from the dead, and he's done a very good job. You can disagree with him, maybe, but in the debates, when you watch him, he's clearly a very substantive, very sharp, very smart policy guy, and that has helped him a lot.
The White House is probably very happy to see Newt Gingrich do a little better right now.
In some ways, yes, because it would be an interesting contrast because of some of the baggage. But, beware of predictions like that in the sense that we have this very unpredictable, volatile political environment. We're watching it play out now in the Republican debate. Now we know we're going to get a Supreme Court decision in the middle of the presidential year next year. So I think if you're the White House, they need to worry about their own guy. In the sense that he's going to be running with, 8.5% or higher unemployment rate. But sure, do they think Newt has more baggage? Yes. Do they think he's going to win the nomination? No, they don't. But, My rule in this campaign is forget the old rules and forget your predictions. And again, when the voters decide, it will get interesting. That always changes the race. Somebody will win Iowa. Maybe we'll have a surprise, and then we go on from there. But up until then, these debates, the sex harassment allegations, not the only reason Kane is falling. The more people see him in these debates, especially the foreign policy stuff, they say, you know, wait a minute, interesting guy. Mm-hmm. But is he a president?
You know, we also see in Gingrich someone who has a history of being willing to, you know, put his hand across the aisle here and make a compromise. Many of the other candidates are pretty absolute in their positions.
I think that's right. In an odd way, Gingrich now has to make a decision about how hard he wants to go after Romney, and you've seen him starting to dial it up a little bit. But in an odd way, they share that in common. You know, Romney was a Republican governor of a pretty blue state, had to work with Democrats, and, you know, as a result has things like that health care law, which in some ways are an albatross in the Republican primary. Gingrich, who was one of the most fierce partisans of your time, we were all here back in, you know, I was covering Bill Clinton back in those days of impeachment and the balanced budget debate and the welfare reform debate, incredibly sharp partisan debates, but on the substance of the balanced budget, welfare reform, et cetera, eventually got a deal done. As we watch the super committee, as we watch Washington in recent weeks and months, Gingrich can stand up and say, you know, I can throw arrows and have a good partisan fight, but in the end I get things done. And that is one thing that helps him to a degree. I still have this generational thing in my head, watching the Republicans go back to the future. But at the moment, the guy should be applauded for his persistence, number one, and his debate performances.
Taco's Bill Meyer thinks that if Newt Gingrich gets the Republican nomination, it will guarantee a second term for President Obama.
Gingrich, according to the public policy poll, public policy polling, at 28-25% for Herman Cain, 18% for Mitt Romney. I'm thinking that this is a sign that the Republican Party is about to commit suicide in 2012. Seriously. If Newt Gingrich, just for having the biggest brain in the room, oh, he's so intelligent. The guy's not likable. I'm sorry. Not likable. Has treated ex-wives horribly. Documented. Kind of a sociopath in that respect. I don't think women are going to vote for the guy. And if he ends up being the GOP nominee, this is the same guy that, by the way, ended up cutting the global warming videos with Nancy Pelosi, about a year and a half ago? I know he was on Hannity last night saying, well, it's the stupidest thing I've ever done. All right, then why did you do it? If you're supposedly the biggest brain in the world. I got to tell you, I swear, we Republican voters are just getting out to the point where, Herman Cain, that's not working out there. Rick Perry, that's too stupid. I don't think the Republican nominee is actually in this field right now. I really don't. But I'm thinking that the GOP, once again, it's McCain part two. Am I right or wrong? I think it's going to be McCain part two if we're moving forward with someone like Newt. Sorry, I call it as I see it. Hey, Morris.
Well, you know, you finally convinced me that I don't have the moral aptitude to run for dog catcher in this country.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Well, just hear me out. You know, I have been married twice, divorced twice, and there's public records to the effect that I'm not a nice guy. Of course, that's, you know, those type of records come out in divorces, and, you know, there's all sorts of stuff in my background that I'm sure that, you know, that are, wouldn't be flattering if it ever came out.
Hey, me too. Me too.
Public,
but I'm not running for president.
But cast the first stone, brother. Cast the first stone. See, that's one of the things.
I am not condemning Newt for what he has done. That is up for God and his exes to deal with, okay? I'm talking about, is it the smart thing for the GOP to do? No.
Newt's numbers are going up. Herman Cain's are going down. That's next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, that's what we have in our ears. We're talking about now Herman Cain and the presidential race on the Republican side. Here's radio man Charlie Sykes talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was one of the reporters interviewing Cain when he seemed to have a problem explaining his position on Libya.
Were you kind of squirming? Was it kind of cringeworthy being in the room there? Were you aware that?
Yeah, it was. It was just odd, and it was cringeworthy. I mean, it's. I've never been part of something quite like that. I mean, it was a strange, strange moment.
It was a strange, strange moment. Now, his campaign has come up with, as usual, multiple responses to this. The first was that this was taken out of context. That somehow the videotape was edited to make him look bad.
Yeah, actually, after the editorial board interview and after Cain had a fundraiser at the Milwaukee Athletic Club, I actually rode with Herman Cain on his bus to Green Bay. I spent most of the rest of the day with him. And as we were riding up to Green Bay, and after the video was posted, his spokesman, J.D. Hayworth, started getting, it was obvious, he was, you know, something was hitting the fan, and he started fielding these phone calls, and I could hear him trying to knock the story down, and, you know, 4 hours of sleep, taken out of context, getting peppered with questions from A to Z, had to get his bearings, and then, right, you know, the beauty of video, of course, is that you see, you don't have to, I mean, it's there, and it's there for people to react to, regardless of how it's characterized in a newspaper or by anyone else for that matter.
So now, his description, again, the multiple responses, one was he was just too tired because he only got 4 hours of sleep. But then later they said, well, he was just trying to be careful. He is, you know, trying not to say the wrong thing. And in the end, he gives a, you know, detailed answer that he thinks that we should have learned more about the opposition, and then he would have gathered the information and everything. So you were there. Was he trying to be as careful as possible, or, and I'm going to be blunt about this, was he, the way he looks in the video, like he just was completely clueless?
Yeah, I mean, he just had this strange freeze, and it was, you know, obviously this relates to the fact that he's not comfortable talking about foreign policy, but beyond that, I mean,
it's not like Libya is a new issue, and I think he's had to discuss it before. I think it's come up at debates. So it was doubly strange that he just kind of locked up.
Talk host Michelle McCormick with a caller about whether the sexual harassment allegations against Cain ought to be an issue.
If it is true, it is a key issue.
Well, let's look at it from this perspective.
Okay.
Need I remind you that both the Kennedys had their girlfriends killed? Okay? So none of that is taking place with this individual. We're all human, aren't we?
Back up. Wait a minute. Because he hasn't killed his girlfriend, we're all human, it's okay? That's crazy.
No.
And by the way, had we known about the Kennedys then, what we know now, the situation would be different. Now we have the internet, we have news watchdogs, we don't let these people get away with anything.
I think you're missing my point.
Okay.
My point is that he's a human being just like you and I.
Back.
Things happen. Now, will this impair his judgment to be able to run a company or a business? Or the country?
Okay, stop a minute. You just said, under your breath, he's a human like you and I, these things happen. Now, let's go back to these things happen. What do you mean these things happen?
If, in fact, he has been accused and he has partaken in sexual harassment,
yes.
It happens every day. Every corporation that you go to, every company that you've ever been associated with, it happens.
Doesn't
people
make it right. It's not, doesn't make it right.
I didn't say it made it right.
Okay.
But can you honestly tell me that that will affect his ability to be able to run a business or a country?
Yes.
How?
I can't. Well, are you crazy?
It's not at all.
It's okay to harass a female in the workplace if it doesn't interfere with business? Is that what you're saying?
And
if somebody uses a poor judgment to sit with a girl in the car and push her head towards his left because these things happen, according to you, what you've just said, does that impair his judgment? Yeah, you betcha it does.
Okay, let's move along. The latest on the Penn State scandal on the Talk Radio Countdown when we continue.
Time for extra savings at the PetSmart Veterans Day sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 30% on all Top Paw dog beds and save up to 30% on all pet holiday brand products like toys, treats, and apparel. Plus, save 50% on select tropical fish. Don't miss these Veterans Day deals and more. Wednesday through Tuesday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid November 9th through the 15th.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree away, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to survivalrx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at survivalrx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code radio. Go to survivalrx.com. That's survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add survivalrx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Into the half-hour mark, Doug Steffen back with the Talk Radio Review. The Penn State scandal, and that's the appropriate name for it, I think. From CNN, Carol Costello talks to Sarah Ganim from the Patriot News in Harrisburg about Jerry Sandusky's interview with Bob Costas.
Frankly, I was a little surprised that Sandusky agreed to a phone interview with Bob Costas. Are you surprised he's speaking out?
Well, it was a little shocking to hear his voice and to hear him explain that. However, we did kind of know that this was going to be his defense. As soon as the presentment was released, his attorney said that they were going to flat out deny any wrongdoing, any of this prolonged abuse. But as far as these smaller incidents, these shared showers, that he was going to admit that he did take showers with boys and that there was touching, but that the difference was that the boys interpreted the touching incorrectly, that it wasn't in bad faith, that it was just playful horsing around, like he said last night.
Jason Carroll, he talked with Sandusky's lawyer. The other thing I think will be part of the defense strategy is that this Mike McCreary, who claims that he saw Sandusky in the shower raping that 10-year-old boy, the lawyer says, well, if you saw that, what would you do? Would you run home and tell your father like McCreary did, or would you call the police? He seems to be saying that McCreary didn't know what he saw in that shower.
Right, and he did say something that I thought was very interesting, that the prosecutors have not found that boy from that 2002 shower incident, but Sandusky's attorney says they found that boy, and that boy says he was never assaulted in that shower. So if that's true, that could be huge for the defense.
Interesting. You also have a new story out this morning that's just been posted online that says, despite Sandusky's claims of innocence, his own charity was worried about him, going back to at least 2008. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, we have information from yesterday is that A person of authority was told by one of the charity officials that they were aware of some strange behavior on the part of Sandusky toward some of the boys at the Second Mile charity. And that's important because the grand jurors are saying that he founded that charity to get access to children that he could molest. So if they knew about it, that would put them in a bad place right now. And they're struggling to see if they can recover. And in the meantime, they're launching an internal investigation that's going to be led by a former prosecutor, the former Philadelphia District Attorney Lynn Abraham. So I think that whether or not, how much they knew, when they knew it, what they did about it is yet to be determined. But we have a good source telling us that they did make a statement that they were aware of some kind of strange behavior.
Talk host Luke Bryan and Dave Ross here with a focus on the Sandusky interview and why they think he's a liar.
The thing is, the guy has had now a couple of weeks to concoct a story about what exactly happened, and this is what he comes up
with?
That's
what tells me maybe he's not concocting it then. Maybe he's just, he comes from a very different place than most men.
Because
do.
His story is so implausible, you believe it.
Well, he's obviously not giving us all the details of what went on, but what you're getting some truth here. He's not, if this was a false accusation, you wouldn't even entertain these questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would say, Costas, give me a break. I didn't do this. This is nuts. He's saying I did it, but it's not what you think it is. This doesn't seem as bad to me as it does to you.
Is it possible that Sandusky has fooled himself into believing that this was non-sexual?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's what I think. I think you guys like this, when you're talking about pedophiles, they think it's perfectly normal, natural, and welcomed by the kid. I have no doubt about that. That's what's going through his mind. This is not a guy. I mean, there's no there isn't the outrage of innocence here to me.
No, there is a guy who sounds resigned to his fate, who sounds beat down, but who also sounds in a quiet way defiant to me.
He doesn't
think he did anything wrong.
It's like he landed in a spaceship and, you know, he's conducting himself as if it's on his planet, and he's saying, "You silly earthlings, you just don't get it."
Yeah.
That's what I hear here.
A janitor said that he saw you performing oral sex on a young boy in the showers in the Penn State locker facility. Did that happen?
No.
How could somebody think they saw something as extreme and shocking as that when it hadn't occurred, and what would possibly be their motivation to fabricate it?
You'd have to ask them.
Yeah, now he can say that because he knows full well that janitor is now suffering from Alzheimer's and can't testify. I mean, that's the one. He's got to finesse the story with the mother because she's still around. She could still talk. The janitor incident, it was mentioned in the charging documents that he's not going to testify because...
I mean, how many misunderstandings could there be involving people who have no interest in and nothing to gain from lying about this? How many times could those sorts of neutral parties misinterpret something Jerry Sandusky was doing?
Yeah, apparently quite a bit.
Wall Street protesters are the next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What do you love?
Women. Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Let's turn our attention now to the Occupy Wall Street movement on the countdown. Here are our hosts Joe Crummy and Patty Steele talking about the police moving in on the protesters in Manhattan in the middle of the night.
The mayor said this, you guys have to get out of the park, we're going to power wash it, right? Then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to allow you back in because it's your First Amendment right to protest, but you can't live there anymore.
No tents.
No tents, sleeping bags, tarps. No infrastructure in the park, et cetera. It's out of control, and everybody knew it. And now you have a judge, a Manhattan Supreme Court justice, Lucy Billings, who has issued a restraining order against the police this morning. This is also going to be in court this morning, and we're going to follow this. The restraining order is this, that the cops must allow people and their crap back into the park. Do I have it? No, is that true?
And their crap.
And their crap. Well, you,
that's
I
what
she's,
she
it.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the judge here is Lucy Billings, and as Patty was mentioning, she has in prior life was an ACLU attorney for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
She is a former civil liberties lawyer, and she has ruled this morning that the people can bring their stuff back into Zuccotti Park, which is exactly what the mayor says you cannot do. And I believe the city is going to get a court date on this morning at some point, and we're going to follow that. Patty, is there anything I'm missing on this?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what the mayor, I'm sure he's going to have something to say very quickly about her decision, because he doesn't take that stuff laying down.
That's right. We'll ask Scott Stringer, is Manhattan Borough President, and he's going to join us in a couple of minutes, and we'll ask him about this decision, what's up with that, because to me, this is in a direct violation of the rules at Zuccotti Park, which have been, what's the word, flouted or flaunted or whatever, not obeyed for at least a month now. There are no tents at Zuccotti Park. That's the bottom line. You're not supposed to live there. The people that were there didn't give a crap about that.
Right.
By the way, I wouldn't be surprised if one of the reasons the mayor jumped on this, aside from businesses, aside from the fact that it was out of control and had been going on for a long time, was there were more protests scheduled this week to disrupt the subways. This was would have been
they
on
were
Thursday,
gonna,
right?
They were going to go into the stock exchange.
Right, and close down Wall Street, all this kind of stuff. May I ask one simple question here? If your message, and listen to me closely, if your message is just so damned compelling, why is it then that you have to resort to screwing up everybody else's life in order to be heard? I'd like to know. If you are 99% of the public, why do you have to be obnoxious and screw everybody else up in order to be heard? I would like to know.
For a different take, here's host Carl Wolfson with Nathan Scheiner from WagingNonviolence.org about New York police arresting protesters in the middle of the night.
What can you tell us about the clearing of Zuccotti Park?
Well, around 1:30 or 2, several hundred police began moving into the plaza and cleared people out. Very little notice, very little warning. Warnings were sent out just a little bit before, and by the time I got there at about 2:20 in the morning, it was impossible to get within a block of the plaza.
Mm-hmm. So the police also had the area cordoned off as well?
Yeah, they do. At least at last time I was there about an hour or so ago, and it was all completely cordoned off with barricades, and there were still some sanitation workers in there who had been cleaning it.
Nathan, a tweet from the mayor's office at 1:34 a.m. said, quote, occupants of Zuccotti should temporarily leave and remove tents and tarps. Protesters can return after the park is cleared, unquote. Is there a response to that tweet, and do people tend to reoccupy the space?
Well, the last I heard, there's march heading toward the park right now. So, yes, they do intend to reoccupy the space, though there are also discussions about other places that could be occupied as well. So it's not, you know, there's a sense that the movement doesn't stand or fall based on what they can do at that particular location.
Right. Nathan, as you know, here in Portland over the weekend, protesters were cleared out of Lonsdale and Chapman. More events are planned from Occupy Portland. What is your reaction, and what has been the reaction of people in New York City that you have interacted with to what's happened in Portland and in Oakland with the clearing of these parks?
Well, there's been a lot of sympathy and a lot of concern, and also a sense that they knew that they were next, or that at some time or another it would come to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been watching very closely. I mean, I've spent a lot of hours sitting at the live stream with Occupy Wall Street organizers and activists and participants watching the confrontations with police at Oakland and Portland and elsewhere. So they're watching very closely, and they're really trying to stand strong in solidarity. And, you know, now they're really appreciating the support that's coming in from around the country for them.
Host Bill Carroll here talking about the rumors that the LAPD are getting ready to close down the Occupy LA protests, just like the police in New York did a couple of nights ago.
Don't you think it's time, seriously, to clear out all of the parks, all of the encampments, and just lock them up? And when they show up one or two at a time, just take them away. It's enough, really. Listen, you've had your free speech rights. You've gone well beyond those rights, and you've said nothing. You've had a world's attention for a couple of months now. You've had the media spotlight right on you, and you have nothing to say. So close it up and go home already. There are threats. I'm just seeing, before the show started here, new headline that the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, Charlie Beck, is working on a timeline for closing down the camp. What does that even mean, working on a timeline? Is he working on a timeline with the Occupy movement? Is he working on a timeline with the mayor's? I don't know what that means. He declined to discuss the specifics with the LA Times, but hopes the Occupy LA encampment will be dismantled without the confrontation seen in Oakland, New York, and everywhere else. Why would it be different here? Why is that what's stopping them from taking action in Los Angeles? They don't want to see anybody get a bloody nose there. Look, you ask people to leave when they don't. You tell them to leave. When they say no, you give them ample warning. When they refuse to go, the tear gas comes out, and you push them out of there. And if they resist, you put them in handcuffs, you lock them up. Because it's not a First Amendment right to occupy property that is not yours. Even if it's public property, the entire public has a right to share it. It's because they found some idiot judge in New York. Do you know about this? In New York, they cleared out Zuccotti Park last night. Saw a photograph of it empty, although there are some people back in there already because they got in before the legal wranglings, but they got back in. But the police emptied it out last night, hosed the place down, and it looked kind of almost normal again. kind of eerie to see it totally empty. But apparently the stench was not good. I mean, it's just, you can't have that many people living outside without, what are we, is setting up shanty towns now? This is not a third world country. You can't go into a major city downtown core where business has to be done and turn it into a stinkhole. And that's what they were doing.
After this next break, we'll shift our focus to the court battle over Obamacare here on the Countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Taking a walk through talk, that's what we're doing in an audio sense. The court battle over Obamacare is now front and center. Here's talk host Ray Appleton with Brett McMahon from Halt the Assault. It's about the debate over President's health care plan going to the Supreme Court.
Does it surprise you at all that the Supremes are taking this one up, or did you expect it?
Oh, I think it's fully expected. I think what's surprising me right now is the fact that one of the Supreme Court justices has not announced that she will recuse herself yet, that being Elena Kagan, the former Solicitor General, in other words, the government's main lawyer. And now apparently we have emails with her, you know, being so excited and congratulating other people for getting this bill passed. I mean, it's sort of one of those on-its-face cases. I mean, of course she should recuse herself. You know, we hear in all the, you know, the Senate oversight hearings or confirmation hearings, all these Supreme Court justices duck any question that could possibly come before the court. Well, here she's shown a clear bias in favor of the legislation. I mean, it's kind of one of those, you know, slap yourself in the head. Of course you should recuse yourself. But that's going to be interesting to see whether she does or not.
Judge Clarence Thomas, you probably know this, his wife has been actively campaigning against this health care bundle, this package. Should Clarence Thomas recuse himself?
You know, there have been several dozen now. I actually heard a legal scholar opine about this a couple of different times. There have been dozens and dozens of cases where it's actually been found that the spouse activities have nothing whatsoever to do with you know, the impact on the actual member of the court, whether it be a husband or a wife. These are Justice Kagan's actions directly, her words, not her spouse's words or spouse's actions. These are her words and her actions. That's a very different threshold, frankly, I think, and I think it's one that ought to be honored.
Do you think that this is where we're going to have to crystal ball at the end result? Let's say if the Supremes have a problem with this. Will their decision basically say, kick it back to the lower courts, this is out, we don't like it, or might they rule and say, well, this part's constitutional, this part's not? What do you think?
Well, there's a big, big question mark here, and I've tried to read some of the legal scholarship on this, and it's, you know, like most legal scholarship, a little bit muddy. But
it'll make you crazy, too, at the same time.
The whole question of severability is important. I mean, laws have severability clauses that say if any one part is struck down by the courts, the rest of all the parts are still valid. Well, the problem with the individual mandate is the entire program, the entire methodology of paying for this thing, so to speak, and it rests on the individual mandate. So if that's struck down, and the fact that this law actually does not have a severability clause in it, which is pretty strange, frankly. Almost everything I've ever seen has one. So that is a central question. They could strike down the individual mandate, perhaps leave the rest of the law in place, but that means the rest of the law has almost no practical ability to be put into place. So they may be able to accomplish two things by just doing the one.
CNN's Kira Phillips talked to legal analyst Jeffrey Torben for a different take on the court battle over Obamacare.
The court is focusing on two main issues, essentially. What are they?
Well, the main issue is whether the federal government can force you to buy health insurance from a private company. Is that within the scope of the Constitution? And that's really the heart of the challenge.
And the Justice Department's arguments in favor of the individual mandate, how do they justify that?
What they say is the health care is a national market. 16% of the GNP is spent on health care. If you choose not to buy health insurance, you are making an economic choice. You are choosing to have the taxpayers pay for you when you are sent to the emergency room. So the choice of whether or not to get health care is an economic choice that can be regulated by the federal government, and the federal government has been involved in the health care market with Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security for decades. This is simply the logical next step, not some new departure. That's the Justice Department's argument.
So, Jeffrey, I mean, this could impact all of us here. We're talking about a broad approach, and the court is focusing on the reach of the federal government, the authority, the power of Congress. What would this mean for folks who have health care?
Well, what it would mean is health care. President Obama's plan, when it goes into effect in 2014, is supposed to insure 30 million people who now don't have health insurance. They would stay uninsured if this law is struck down. Plus, I think if this law is struck down, the whole role of the federal government in health care and perhaps in other areas might now be considered suspect. It would have a very large implication for whether the federal government can be involved in the healthcare market at all.
So, Jeff, nothing's happening right now. Give us a timetable when the justices are actually going to hear this case and issue a ruling.
Well, it looks like they will hear the argument. They're going to hear 5.5 hours of argument, which is a modern record in the Supreme Court, either in February or March. Then we will almost certainly get a decision in the last week in June. That's when they decide all their most controversial cases, and they haven't had a case as big as this one since week before. So argument in the spring, decision in June.
Want to know more about the items that we focus on every day on the Countdown? Check out the Big Countdown section at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm